What would you rather have, more cops or more overtime? Well, the head of the biggest police union in Los Angeles says they need more overtime and less police officers. What? Well, we bring in Adrian Moore from the Reason Foundation. Adrian, you're great at helping us figure some things out. We're giving you a big one today. Help us figure this one out.
Well, you know, it's interesting because my wife is a former LAPD officer, so I've watched versions of this discussion happen for over two decades now. And the union is very cagey about this because the way overtime works is you know, in the budget, you sort of establish a benefit. So you say, okay, we're going to pay overtime, and you have kind of an estimate of what it is, but what you actually wind up spending per year is not really limited by the budget, because once you make that agreement, you've got to pay the overtime. And so historically, what you see is that overtime spending greatly exceeds what's in the budget. So the union's looking at this as, hey, this is how we can get a lot more spending on our members.
Yeah, but you know, here's the thing, Adrian. Doctors take an oath, you know, to help people as much as possible. It would seem as a police officer, your ultimate goal would be the safety of the community. So I might want to make a sacrifice to how much I make in overtime if I can get one more guy on the beat and one more woman like your wife on the beat.
Right. Well, but that may be actually the way a lot of the officers think about it. And, you know, there's two things about that. One is, you're right, police officer, that's a profession. That's a profession that's to help the community. So it's not clear, just like, you know, soldiers don't get paid overtime, not a very good comparison, but you know,
it's a profession. Sometimes it is, but go ahead.
Right. Well, overtime, yeah. Overtime is sort of inherent in the business. You're trying to accomplish a goal, just like management works a lot of overtime without getting paid, because that's the nature of the job. But the thing that you're overlooking is that what the unions want and what's good for the community are not at all the same thing, at all. I mean, in fact, I would argue that unionizing police is inherently bad for the community. It doesn't make any sense because their interests are contrary to what's best for the community almost always. So it's a conflict, and it's a terrible conflict.
Adrian, and quickly, I want to talk about this Supreme Court ruling coming up any minute now, with California having to release 40,000 prisoners. What's the feeling around town about this?
Well, there's a lot of trepidation because you know, nobody trusts the system to, if they do have to release a lot of inmates, and they're talking about over 40,000 over a couple of years, that they'll, you know, do a good job of releasing sort of the least, or hopefully the least likely to commit more crimes. So they're worried about a flood of criminals coming out. And, you know, all of this, it goes back to the management of the system. You know, the overcrowding in the prison system is driven by a lot of things. And the federal lawsuit, or the federal oversight of the system that's going to force, if this lawsuit goes the way it looks like it'll go, force the release of these inmates, is driven by the health care, where because the prisons are so overcrowded, the system's not providing adequate health care to the inmates, according to the federal government.
Right.
But at the same time, the management system's so messed up that you've got inmates getting LASIK eye surgery, sex change operations, all kinds of things that are clearly not basic necessary health care.
Okay.
And yet other inmates are not getting basic necessary health care. So it's a management problem.
Adrian, when you said LASIK surgery, I was going to say, sounds like a good deal. But then when you said the next thing, I changed my mind. Okay, yeah. I appreciate it, though. Thanks a lot.
But LASIK surgery is a luxury. It's something that you need instead of glasses. Give the inmate glasses. They cost, you know, 15 bucks. They don't need $1,000 eye surgery.
There you go. It's a messed up system. Only in California. Thanks a lot, Adrian. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Now to one of